Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you today, to be able to share this message of hope. And we've been talking about the blessings and the favor of God on our lives, and we're going to talk today about being joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And what does that really mean when we look at it? All that Jesus is in heaven today, you are in this earth and in this world. And what a blessing that is. If we can get a hold of that, all that Jesus is in heaven today is all that you are in the earth or in the world. Now, in Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. As long as you're born again, you're no longer a slave, but a son of the Most High God. And God does not just call you His son, He also calls you an heir through Christ in Galatians 4 and 7. In fact, Romans 8 and 17 says that you and I are joint heirs with Christ. Now, as a joint heir with Christ Jesus, you inherit everything that He is, how precious Jesus is to the Father, and is how precious you are to the Father. The way the Father loves Jesus is the way the Father loves you. Now, I want you to think about that just a moment. As you think about how wonderful, and everybody thinks Jesus is wonderful, and He certainly is, but I want you to understand, if the blood of Jesus was valuable, then how valuable is what the blood of Jesus redeemed, which is you and I today. So how accepted are you by God today? Then look at Jesus. You know, the Bible says that you and I, according to Ephesians chapter 1, that you and I have been made accepted in the Beloved. So as long as Jesus is accepted with the Father, you and I are going to be accepted with the Father. Now, that is how accepted you are. Christ is the measure of your acceptance. So for you to not be accepted with the Father, then Christ would have to fall off the throne and not be submissive and repentive for everything, because Jesus paid the ultimate price that you and I could have victory. How favored are you by God? Look at Jesus, who is seated at the Father's right hand. The Bible says, Ephesians 2 and 8, that you and I are 2 and 6, that you and I are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You enjoy the same favor today, because whatever Christ enjoys, you and I enjoy. Now think about that a minute. We're joint heirs, so everything that the Father's given Jesus, He has given to you and I. As joint heirs with Christ Jesus, you also inherit all that He has obtained from the Father. How much Jesus has is how much you have. How prosperous is the one who made all things and who put the gold and the silver and the diamonds on the earth. So are you in this world. You know, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as He is in the world, as He is, not as He was, but as He is, so are we in this world. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 6 that you and I have been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now think about that. A lot of us, we read the Bible to find out how to be rich, successful, and victorious Christians. But now I read it to find out more about Jesus, because I know that when I find Him, I find my every blessing in Him. In Ephesians 1 and 3, all spiritual blessings have been given to us. 2 Peter 1 and 3, He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You know, brother, we need to understand that all that Jesus is in heaven today, what He is in heaven today, you are in this world. All that belongs to Him belongs to you. That is why it is your interest to know Him more, to see Him in all His glory and beauty. And because Jesus is so rich and glorious, it will take you a lifetime to discover everything that He has done for you and has for you. Now, when we think about that, there's some power there in Proverbs 23 and 7. Whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, that's what he is. So as you and I begin to think about what Jesus has done in His finished work, you and I walk into a dimension of a greater level of victory. Now that's the place that you and I, all that Jesus is in heaven today, you are in this world. Now that's powerful, because you and I, beloved, are an heir of the Most High God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. In other words, He's going to inherit all things, and because He inherited all things has been given to you and I. So find out all the blessings that your rich inheritance includes and start walking in them today by faith. So we walk in all the things that Jesus has done, and we walk in them by faith. Now, how do we do that? Because you and I have the measure of faith, according to Romans 12 and 3. We have the measure of faith that's been given to us by God. So we have God kind of faith. We have the faith of God to succeed in everything that we do in this life, everything that we accomplish in life, and our faith and our deliverance and our heirs. We are heirs of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? Everything that Jesus has, you and I have. That's the beauty of grace. Yes.